Dilemma 7. I am confused about my sexuality after sleeping with the neighbor. Here is the dilemma. Hello, please can you give me some advice as I don't know where to turn? I came across your website while I was looking for counseling websites online. I used to be bisexual when I was a teenager but grew out of it when I was about 17. I met my husband while I was at university and we have two kids of 17 and 15. I'm going to be 50 this year. The problem is that I got very drunk at a party given by one of my neighbors who is separated from her husband, and when everyone had gone, we ended up going to bed together. She was really embarrassed the next morning and now she is avoiding me, but it has made me realize what I've been missing all these years, as sex with my husband is so boring by comparison. I feel like my body has come alive again and that I need to rethink my whole life and sexuality. But my kids would be destroyed by it and my husband didn't ever know about my past. I don't know what to do, whether to be true to myself or stick with my family. I can't leave and take the kids as my husband would never let it happen, and the kids would probably decide to stay with their father if they knew I'd had sex with a woman and they are really happy in their school. Please help me sort this mess out because I have to do something soon. Also, I'm worried the neighbor will tell someone else and he might find out anyway. Here are the therapist's answers. Therapist 1 is a counselor and life coach with experience of working with alcohol and addiction issues as well as with eating disorders. She is currently away. Therapist 2 is a relate trained counselor with experience of working with relationship issues and is an experienced couples counselor. Here is her answer. I'm sorry that you find yourself in such an emotional and physical dilemma, and can see from the above statements that you are feeling under some pressure to try and sort out your feelings quite soon. Perhaps you could take some of that pressure off for a start by asking to talk to your neighbor and finding out the likelihood of her telling your husband at all, let alone the near future. I realize it could be difficult as presumably her embarrassment might want her to hide what has happened or even deny it in some way, putting it down to too much to drink, but if you just ask for 5 minutes of her time, she will realize that you aren't trying to pin her down to a long, emotional and potentially embarrassing session. Once you've established whether you are at immediate risk of being found out, then I guess it would be time to have a big think about the life-changing issues at stake now. I'm wondering what you really mean by writing about being true to yourself. It sounds as though you've had a huge revelation about reawakening your sexual feelings and recognizing how good it made you feel at having sex with a woman. This seems to have made you compare it the sex you've had with your husband for the last 30 years, since you were both at university, and I suppose it is inevitable that the long-term sex will come off badly in comparison with the recent experience, fueled by excitement and alcohol. This of course might still have been the case if you'd had a fling with another man, but perhaps you could try and look at the fundamental reality of spending the rest of your life with your husband or leaving to try a single/dating life outside the marriage. Maybe it would also help to look at the reality of staying in a marriage or not, regardless of whether you leave it for the potential freedom of sex with other women. The only real difference is the attitude you fear from your children, husband, family and society in general, but breaking up a marriage has the same results whether it is for another woman or another man, it's just the degree of social acceptability. Maybe it would help to seek couple counseling first, and then perhaps you could find the words to tell your husband of your bisexual feelings, but in the context of explaining that you are not happy within the marriage anyway. It isn't hard to see that you both married very young and that feelings do change along the way, but it might help to try and explore that with a trained counselor. Relate are very experienced in all aspects of relationship/marriage problems, including sexual differences, and you could try their website relate.org.uk, as they offer online and phone sessions as well as face-to-face for those who aren't near a Relate Center. I do hope the above helps and that you can find the sympathetic and non-judgmental help that you are asking for. Therapist 3 is a psychoanalytic psychotherapist with experience of working with relationship and many other issues. Here is her answer. I am not sure what you mean when you say you grew out of being bisexual when you were 17. I don't know how sexually active you were as a teenager, and I am wondering whether sex was a substitute for you for something else that you felt was lacking in your life. You mention that sex with your husband is boring, and I wonder whether that is a reflection of what is going on in your marriage. You seem to be saying that you have not been feeling really alive, and you say that you need to rethink your life and your sexuality. There seem to be a number of factors that may be involved here. You are attributing your lack of aliveness to your sexual relationship with your husband, but you do not mention what you are doing in your country of residence, whether you are working or engaged in an activity. Are you bored with your life? What is it that is not being fulfilled, apart from your sexual relationship with your husband? When you write about being true to yourself, does it apply only to your sexuality, or are there other factors involved there as well?